Weekend Warriors by Fern Michaels. For Diz, Bernice, P.I., and Molly. Thanks for the memories. Prologue. Washington, D.C. The traffic was horrendous on Massachusetts Avenue, but then it was always horrendous at this time of day. Rush hour. God, how she hated those words. Especially today. She slapped the palm of her hand on the horn and muttered under her breath, "Come on, you jerk, move!" "Take it easy, Nick," Barbara Rutledge said, her eyes on the slow-moving traffic. "One more block and we're there. Mom won't mind if we're a few minutes late. She hates it that she turned 60 today, so the longer she has to wait for the celebration, the better she'll feel." "I don't think she looks 60, do you, Nick?" "Are you kidding? She looks better than we do, and we're only 36. She leaned on the horn again, even though it was an exercise in futility. "Just tell me one thing. Why did your mother pick the jockey club for dinner?" "The first crab cakes of the season, that's why. President Reagan made this restaurant famous, and all her political friends come here. If you want my opinion, $30 for two crab cakes is obscene. I can eat lunch all week on $30 if I'm careful. Mom pitched a fit last week when I took her to Taco Bell for lunch. We both ate for $5. She was a good sport about it, but she can't understand why I don't tap into the trust fund. I keep telling her I want to make it on my own. Some days she understands, some days she doesn't. I know she's proud of me. You too, Nick. She tells everyone about her two crime-fighting girls who are lawyers. I love her as much as you do, Barb. I can't imagine growing up without a mother. I would have if she hadn't stepped in and taken over when my parents died. Okay, we're here and we're only 30 minutes late. This isn't the best parking spot.